First, it was a natural disaster in Japan. Now the country is on the brink of a nuclear disaster.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Now the global perspective, what's happening in business and economics at the intersection of the U.S. and the rest of the world. There was another explosion at the crippled Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant in northern Japan, raising worries there. Stores are running out of emergency supplies. The government is warning hundreds of thousands of residents within 20 miles of the plant to stay inside. And even in Tokyo, which is a couple hundred miles away, there's a threat of higher radiation levels because of wind patterns. Marketplace's Rob Schmitz is in Japan right now. Hey, Rob.
Hey, Steve.
So you were in Tokyo earlier today. How are people handling the news?
Well, I mean, first off, people here are glued to their televisions after what happened today. I mean, they want to know whether they're safe or not. I happened to be at Tokyo Station while Japan's chief cabinet secretary spoke live to the country about what was happening. And the crowd of people watching this was Tim Knowles, a British expat who's lived in Tokyo for 30 years. He and his family were joined by a lot of others who were essentially fleeing the city due to a fear of radiation exposure. Here's what he said.
Well, I mean, the thing is, it's a stress. I'm fed up with worrying. So I just want to go so I don't really have to worry.
But is there a real threat to Tokyo, Rob?
It's not clear yet. I mean, what is clear is that a fair amount of radiation is leaking 135 miles north of Tokyo. Earlier today, it appeared the wind would blow the radiation in Tokyo's direction. But that's not clear now. We do know that radiation levels 22 times what is normal have already been recorded in Tokyo, but this level is still low and won't necessarily harm human health. The government certainly has been asking people to stay calm, but what's also clear is that in addition to this reactor, there are two other reactors that are at risk of leaking more radiation. And for many here, that's a scenario they don't want to stick around for.
All right, Marketplace's Asia Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz. Rob, thanks.
Thanks, Steve.
And in reaction to the ongoing nuclear issues in Japan, critics are now questioning the safety of nuclear power in the U.S. and other parts of the world. In Europe today, government officials and industry experts are meeting to talk about it. But Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports some countries are still going ahead with their nuclear plans.
China and India have expressed firm support for nuclear technology, but no country has backed nuclear power with as much enthusiasm as France. And France has defended its own safety record. All French nuclear power plants, it says, are built with the risk of flooding and seismic activity in mind. But the French government could do little else. France derives 75% of its electricity from nuclear power. And France is one of the world's biggest suppliers of nuclear technology. The largely state-owned Areva company sells reactors and fuel around the world. Alex Barnett of Jefferies International says the Japanese disaster is a major setback.
I think the company will be extremely impacted by what's happened. I think there will obviously be a lot less new build globally of nuclear as sort of the fallout from this issue.
Areva is currently trying to sell as many as 10 nuclear power plants to Britain. That deal could now be in jeopardy. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. Global markets are down big time at the moment. European shares off 3-5%. Tokyo's Nikkei plummeted 10.5% today. The U.S. Federal Reserve meets today to look at how the months-long pumping of money into the U.S. economy is going. Wall Street yesterday, the Dow was off about 51 points to close at 11,993.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Ally Bank, offering sleeping money alerts to notify customers when their money could be doing more. Learn more at allybank.com. By Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at chevyvolt.com. And by Reputation.com, protecting online privacy by removing your personal data from the internet and stopping unwanted mail. Reputation.com.
This week, the Mexican government is expected to start compensating workers for money taken from them nearly a half century ago. Marketplace's Jeff Tyler explains how a U.S. guest worker program stiffed Mexican laborers.
Esta semana, About a dozen elderly men have gathered in this Los Angeles office for an update. They're fighting to get money taken from them by the Mexican government. Between 1942 and 1964, millions of migrants came to the U.S. to work legally under the so-called Bracero program. The Mexican government collected 10% of their wages.
They told us that our salary would be reserved for our savings.
That's 73-year-old Jose Almaraz. He earned 50 cents an hour to pick cotton in Texas in 1958 and 59.
They treated us like, well, I hate to make the comparison, but like animals. They put us in a big corral. They collectively washed, disinfected, and fumigated us.
When he got back to Mexico, he couldn't find any way to retrieve the money owed to him by the government. He's been working with activist Juan Jose Gutierrez, who directs Vamos Unidos USA, an immigration services company. Gutierrez says the Bracero program funneled all the garnished wages to Mexico's Secretary of Agriculture.
And then after that, nobody knows what happened to the money. The money was never provided to the rightful owners. The money disappeared. Some would say it got stolen.
Over the subsequent five decades, many ex-braceros have died. 65-year-old Moises Varajas came on behalf of his deceased father, who worked in the bracero program for about 8 years.
It's about getting financial compensation. Also, it's about getting justice for all the ex-braceros.
The Mexican government is expected to pay each bracero a little less than $4,000. Jose Almaraz has been waiting for more than 50 years. He lives on a small pension and says the money would be more than symbolic.
No. I need that money.
This month, about 40,000 laborers expect to finally get their checks. But even after that, Gutierrez says there are still another 100,000 former braceros waiting to be paid. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
And finally, Microsoft is pulling the plug on its Zune music player. The MP3 music device was introduced 4 years ago to go after Apple's iPod. Bloomberg reports the computer giant won't release any more models. As one blogger put it, when you're very late to the party, not too many people notice your arrival. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles, online at marketplace.org. You can share your thoughts with us there and get the podcast, too. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Dictators love their British mansions. The neighbors, though, not so excited.
I think that the British are in love with dictators. They like the lavishness and the outrageous lifestyle of dictators. There is something mesmerizing.
What's that saying? Good fences make good neighbors, right? I'm Kai Rizdal, a despot's home away from home. That story and the numbers from Wall Street next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.